the holy letters of the Rebbe. In volume 6, we'll do the letter number 1720. And in this letter, the Rebbe is appreciative of the Farbrengen that they made, but the Rebbe says you should have made it longer and have more time, but the Rebbe is hopeful that they did it a little, but it contained a lot. Sometimes there is an expression that is a mu'at hamachzik es hameruba, a little bit that contains a lot. Let's see inside. Baruch Hashem, Chof Aleph Tammuz, Tov Shin Yud Beis, dated the 21st day of Tammuz in Tov Shin Yud Beis in Brooklyn in 1952. And the Rebbe addresses this with great titles, honorable titles, to two individuals. Mordechai Sheyichya HaKoyen, this is Perlov, and also Yaakov Sheyichya Sheikha Duboidek Gansberg. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, the Rebbe says that it is with pleasantness I received your letter about the Farbrengen, about the Hisvahadus. Although that you write about it very shortly, you tell me about the Farbrengen you had on Shabbos Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos, on Yud Beis Tammuz. So, of course, they were celebrating and Farbrengen in honor of the 12th day of Tammuz, which was the redemption of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe from exile. So the Rebbe says, it's a shame that the Farbrengen went so short, and may it be the will of Hashem that it should be in the way of Mu'at HaMachzik Es HaMerubah, a little bit, but it holds a lot, which means a lot that this will bring practical activities in the three areas of the study of Torah, the service of Hashem, prayer, and acts of kindness in your entire community. Further, the Rebbe says, I was shocked to read in your letter about the fact that you're not able to fix the mikveh which is in your community. It seems that this is the only mikveh that is in the city. So for sure, there must be a way, you have to find a way to honor, and this is dotted out, so I don't know what exactly, but apparently this was maybe an ego thing over there. Somebody didn't want any corrections, but the Rebbe says, you can find a way to honor him, and as long as he will allow to make these corrections, at least those that are absolutely necessary to fix up, to bring the mikveh up to the standard. Further, he brings down something about, the Rebbe says that he wrote about reciting some Gemara, the Talmud, orally. So the Rebbe says, look, what I heard, in other words, when he heard, meaning from the previous Rebbe, who is the Rebbe's guide, about reciting Mishnayos orally, Baal Peh, and also Tanya orally. So basically, I didn't hear about reciting Talmud orally. So this is not something that the Rebbe is basically advocating. May the blessed Hashem succeed you, that you set up times for the study Torah and for public learning classes, specifically in areas to teach practical laws, what people need to do on a day-to-day basis. So the most fitting way is to study the laws either from the sitter, in the Shar HaKoilo, that's in the Siddur, there's a short collection of laws, or the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the short, the version of the Shulchan Aruch from Rabbi Gansfried, and or similar to this. And the Rebbe quotes Asiya Le'ela, which means doing is above, is higher. In other words, it's important to study, but it's action which is really what counts. So therefore, the Rebbe advocates to study areas that will help the people bring down and know what to do practically. The Rebbe is also attaching that booklet that has been published for these days of redemption and special days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. And the Rebbe says that is to benefit the many, the community. In other words, don't just study for yourself, but that is meant to publicize it and to pass it on, that the inspiration and the learning from this should be for the community. And the Rebbe concludes with bracha, with a blessing. So here we see the various different, the Rebbe, first of all, the Rebbe is happy that they forbringed, and the Rebbe, but always wants a forbringing to bring some practical results, not just talk, but to bring practical results. And the Rebbe urges them to find ways to fix the mikvah by respecting the other person and just trying fight at least to do some the correction that necessary. The Rebbe also says that reciting Gemara, he's not heard, only Mishnayis and Tanya orally, but not about the Gemara. And the Rebbe suggests strongly, which the Rebbe does in many letters, to learn the practical halacha, the dinim. The Rebbe mentions the Shar HaKolel, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to do and to know actions, how is to do it.